I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Monday, you guys. It's Make It Happen Monday over here, and it's time for us to sit down and set our intentions for the week ahead. This week, I have a very simple intention in mind, and it's something that I know many of us already live by, but I want to make this intention even more important this week and have it be something that can really shine the way ahead for us, so that whenever you find yourself in a challenging situation this week or you find yourself triggered by anything at all, you can come back to this intention and hopefully it will help you make your way through any challenging moments with much more grace than normal. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Our intention this week is this. This week, I will be kind. This week, I will be kind. Let's just take a moment to see how that sentence or how that intention is resonating inside of your body. If you show up in your life that way all the time, that you always try to be kind whenever possible, that you have kindness as kind of your go-to for any challenging situation that you come across, then maybe for you this will just be a regular old week. But I know for many of us, and for me included, it's good to have that reminder, especially when the going gets a little bit tough, to choose kindness first. And whenever we're having an easy time, you know, when everything is kind of going our way, of course, it's easy to be kind, right? It's really easy to be kind to the people around us, kind to our friends, our family, kind to strangers, even kind to people that we don't particularly resonate with that much. That's an easy thing to do when we're feeling good, feeling grounded, feeling balanced. But on those weeks when we are not feeling super great, maybe we're feeling like we're all over the place, or we're, you know, struggling with something or feeling challenged, we might find ourselves more triggered than we normally are. And maybe you're a little bit snappy or irritable or perhaps short with people, where normally you have a little bit more space to be kind. So without judging yourself as if you're doing something wrong or being a terrible person, setting the intention this week just to be kind, meaning that that's something that you can return to and hopefully something that will remind you in those challenging moments to be kind whenever possible. I think it was the Dalai Lama who said, "Be kind whenever possible. It is always possible." And it's just such an unbelievably true statement. It really, really is. So our intention this week is particularly for those people or situations or moments that are challenging, right? Keeping this intention in the back of your mind, keeping this intention in your heart. So before you react, when you find yourself triggered by something this week, take a breath, return your awareness back to your intention for the week, and choose to be kind. And being kind, of course, also include yourself, right? So how can you be kind in different situations? Sometimes it means giving people a break, right? Not being so hard on other people. It could mean forgiving someone when they're doing something that, you know, wasn't supposed to happen or something that you weren't expecting. It could mean being extra kind to yourself if you tend to be really hard and unforgiving on yourself. Sometimes the kindest thing to do is to walk away from something. So you have to feel into your heart for every particular situation as they arise this week. But having kindness be your shining light to lead the way this week, trust me when I say it will make for a very compassionate, open-hearted week, and hopefully something that will also help you attract beautiful experiences and other people who are also leading the way with kindness. Isn't that just, at the end of the day, what we want? To be surrounded by people that are kind to the world, kind to the planet, kind to us, kind to themselves. So let's spread some kindness this week. This week, I will be kind. If you'd like, take a moment today to sit down in silence, meditate on kindness. How do I feel around setting this intention this week? And in which situations or relationships can I show up with a little bit of extra kindness this week? And then have this intention be something that you return to again and again. Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Girl Daily and for setting your intentions with me today. I'll be back tomorrow.